I don't drink, and you know it.
I've seen you drunk.
You've seen me drunk in the past?
Yeah. In the recent past.
Well, what does that mean?
You're on stage lying about not drinking. Falsehoods. Are we recording? Everybody?
Yeah. Oh, we're not recording.
Okay.
Oh, we are.
Oh, wow.
Are we recording on sound?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm getting my...
What are you getting?
Are you introducing the...
Yes. Hello and welcome to the podcast. It's Harriet and Sunil on Why Is Harriet Crying?
There we go. Lovely. I'm getting your Christmas present.
Oh, thank you. I've got your Christmas present. Oh, you haven't really wrapped it. That's just come in a... It's already just come in a...
I don't believe in wrapping paper. I think it's a waste environmentally.
And so do I, but I got environmental wrapping paper.
Why do you look so nervous?
I don't know.
What have you bought me?
Your hair just looks weird.
Well, you put the hat on me.
I know. I feel responsible.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Can I open it?
Yes. Did I get you the milkshake voucher last year?
You got me the milkshake voucher for my birthday.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then the milkshake chain went under.
Did you ever get a milkshake?
I didn't get a single milkshake. You got me the executive pen set from Shake Away, which is a company that doesn't exist anymore. Yeah.
Sad though, it doesn't exist. You're going to have to travel out of... It does exist though, but you have to travel out of London. Is that the truth?
What have you got me?
Where's what you've always wanted?
These are really nice, actually.
Thank you.
That's your cat on a sock.
It's my cat. Your favourite cat on
a
sock.
I watched a video about the people that make these socks.
Really?
Yeah, is it in America?
Yep.
Is it, though?
Well, I don't know.
Where'd you get them from?
They can't have posted it from America.
Why has she got her eyes closed?
Oh, it's not the best picture of her.
Here you are, if you watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, nice picture.
That's
really
lovely.
Grand. That's Doesn't really she nice. Look very grand? Yeah.
I think it's really nice. How long did it take? What was the delivery time, the lead time on this?
A few days, actually. Very quick. I don't know about the quality.
I think it's really soft. It's really nice.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know.
Have you got a pair for yourself?
No. No, you're the only one that has them.
So sorry,
you're the only one that has...
Here.
It's actually a full 360
of the cat. For the
heel
section, they've cut
her
eyes out.
Oh, no, they've put...
They've cut her eyes out and left
Yeah, they've just blanked. It looks like she's wearing a balaclava.
Have you shown her these?
No, I haven't even shown her. You're the first ones to see them.
Thank you.
And you're the only one with my cat on a sock, so...
It's really nice. Thank you very much. Very thoughtful.
You're so welcome. Yeah.
You really were thinking of your cat when you made those.
No, you. Like, what you'd want.
Right. Well, I've got you something very boring. So...
I thought you weren't going to get me something again. You never get me anything.
I had this in mind for you because I thought this would be very useful for you. I got you
That's
something useful.
That's what everyone wants from a gift. Yeah, thank you.
It's very useful, but also aesthetically pleasing.
Oh, great. I like that.
Now, you're a comedian.
Yes.
And you often like to write stuff down on paper.
Is it a notebook?
Yes.
Yeah.
And a pen, but it took me a long time to find this pen in the right colour.
Wow, okay, great.
Because I thought this colour scheme...
Open it and just be surprised. But if you want to tell me everything, I don't even need to open it, do I?
It's like... Yeah. It's handmade.
Wow. Great. Is that what you want from a pen?
It's handmade, so don't lose it.
Stationery.
Don't look at the sticker because that tells you where I got it from and you can't advertise them on the podcast without them paying us.
But weird. What is this? Like beeswax?
Just open it. It's just paper.
Well, it's not that much to open, really. I just got it.
All right, fine. Don't open it then. Open it on Christmas Day. So what's useful about this pad? Oh, go on. You're not going to think much of it when you see it, but it is Japanese.
It's just a black pad.
No. Wait until you open it up inside. Why are you laughing, Elliot? This is a great present. It's a very useful present.
It's very plain.
No, but it's...
Does it have lines on? Because I can't write on things without lines.
What do you mean?
I need lines. Does it have lines?
You're opening it at the wrong end.
Oh, fuck. It's like a maths book.
Yeah.
What am I going to do with this?
It's a diary. If you want it to be. There's a little pocket diary.
Should have been is.
But no, okay, look. I've got the bigger one, but I didn't want to spend that much money on your one.
So you can
just write, if you
so
want to
much.
Use it as a diary, you can just, you might need reading glasses.
I don't understand that.
And a nice handmade pen. This is very expensive.
Pink pen!
There you go.
Oh, great. That's really nice.
Handmade, so don't lose it.
Who made it?
Japanese man.
That's actually a really nice gift.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we get our guests on today?
Do you want to get rid of the rubbish?
I think you took this a bit too seriously.
No, I panicked and I just thought, oh, fuck, I'll just get her a notebook.
Yeah.
And then I've had to make up a story about all the stuff that I bought. And be like,
How long did it take you to find this notebook?
I've already got one, so I knew about its existence.
Right. And you liked it.
Yeah. It's got a lot of pages.
Is this leather?
No.
Is it leather?
It's not leather. I specifically couldn't look at the leather ones.
Why?
Because you're vegan.
No, I know, but is this leather?
It's not leather.
Should we get our guests on? Because I think they're waiting while we just...
we have to pretend they're not here.
Yeah,
just
and they're not even here
this.
Yet. So, oh, is that them?
If you don't want that, can I have it back?
No, definitely not.
You can have the pen.
I thought you were going to get me a soda stream. But I'm really happy that I do like the pen.
You told me you didn't want a soda stream.
Yeah, but you have to say that.
I didn't have time to get you the soda stream.
I know. Do you think you can get changed into those now?
No.
Later?
I'm not going to carry socks in my pocket.
Okay. Let's welcome our guests on. Why are you so angry?
I'm not angry. I'm moving it all off the table.
You wanted more of a reaction from your guest.
No, I didn't.
It's a plain black notebook. I don't know what you want me to say. It's a simple, small notebook. What, like, am I meant to be really happy?
I genuinely
happy?
Didn't
I don't
expect
know.
Anything more.
Okay.
But I'm very happy with the socks.
Great. Can we please introduce the guests?
Yeah, do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Please welcome our guests. We're very lucky. It's the delightful sausage.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on in. It wasn't that stressful.
It felt really tense, actually. I think you put a bit too much expectation in it. I don't know what you were expecting.
No, I didn't. I genuinely thought about it last night. I was like, what am I going to do? Because I promised her I'd spent a lot of effort on it.
Can I see the pen?
And then...
Yeah, it's a good pen, actually.
No, it's over there. But we actually got the same train. We were on the same tube.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were on that tube, but I had your present on me because I just panicked, gone into town and bought it.
Yeah.
I had to go to Leicester Square for that.
Wow. Wow, Leicester Square.
I had to go to Leicester Square.
Leicester Square.
15-minute window, I thought.
Wow, left 15 minutes to get it. Really put a lot of time into that.
To get it and then get down to here.
I love the fact that you brought up that it's handmade and it, like, that's an unusual set of words to associate with a pen.
It is actually handmade.
But isn't everything kind of handmade?
No, that is a really good point, actually.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
well,
but who makes the machines? Hands.
No, they don't.
Yeah,
machines
of course,
make machines.
A hand has to start originally.
No.
How did the metal get to be made?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Science.
And who made the machines that are making them?
Yeah, but pens aren't handmade.
Hands.
There's no hands
made
touching
them
during the making of them. It's a machine.
Do you guys get each other gifts?
It stopped abruptly last year when Amy got me a book of short stories and I went like that and the gift policy officially just stopped dead.
Yeah.
I don't like short stories either. It's not enough time to get
Is it the format you don't like or what?
Yeah.
Really?
It's too short. Too many things happening.
And I buy her inspirational books about women that
lovely.
And manage their business well.
It's a really passive aggressive way to be like, look, you can do your emails and gigs. Why aren't you?
What, like Cheryl? Is it the
Sandberg?
Lean in.
Hashtag girl boss.
Yeah.
Have you had that one?
I think that's one of them. Yeah.
You got her girl boss.
I got another one called Just Really Get to Grips with Google Calendar. And please don't mute me on Facebook.
Not quite worked that one out yet. Still very much
I like it. These gifts. These are very much like our gifts, that passive aggressive.
Well, no, our gifts are designed to infuriate. You originally got the gift because you knew I hadn't got you one. And you wanted me to look bad.
Yep, absolutely.
So that's how it's
that's
normally
so
gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then all your panic today is
my pure
really
panic.
Unnecessary.
I've created it.
I've won. I won this Christmas.
She won.
So,
I'm going to take the pad back.
You're not taking
I need
the fucking
it.
Pad back.
Why
no.
not? Because you're not going to use it.
Yes, I am.
It's leather. It's leather. It's a leather
it's not
pad.
Leather. You said it wasn't leather.
Well, I lied.
Why would you get a leather pad? You know.
So I could have it. And the pen is...
Do you mute each other on Facebook and stuff a lot?
I don't do anything on Facebook.
Yeah,
I don't use it.
You should try it.
Before it gets to this stage.
Yeah, we're too got far gone, maybe.
Should we start a sketch group?
Maybe we should start... What could we do? The undelightful bacon. Yeah. Does that work?
No,
I don't know.
You're vegan.
Oh, yeah. Veggie bacon.
Veggie bacon.
We've copyrighted that and like loads of similar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We can't do that.
Do you remember when Chris and I used to help Matt Comrass run a gig called The Crying Duck? But now there's another gig in the north, isn't there, called
Burning Duck.
Oh, yeah, and that's been around for a while, actually. Yeah.
Well, do we need to slap a writ on them or something?
Well, no, because we're playing there. What a great way to start talking about the tour.
They're in April.
Good lads, good lads.
Thank you so much.
sorry to bring that up.
Oh, no, yeah, you've made that really awkward there, tour date. Is that York?
Yeah,
so,
oh dear.
Yeah.
Let's just have a quick check.
Is it in there, though?
You must have read that book about Google Calendar. It really had an effect, I think, yeah.
It's an absolute horror show. I don't know if
you genuinely are checking your calendar?
Yeah, of course I am.
Not much in it, Abby.
There's lots in it.
There's so much in it.
There's
so much in it. All right. We're playing York. Oh. It's so boring. On the Thursday, the 16th of April.
Do look them up.
Yeah. If you live in York or don't, you could travel.
Just look it up.
I've got a smear test on Monday the 13th. If anyone wants to come to that, get your tickets.
That's my mum's birthday.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, what a way to celebrate.
Is that in your diary as well?
Yeah.
It is.
You share your personal diary with him?
Because we just have to do, because... There's that a few just fake because she needs access to my child, like to my babysitting calendar.
Oh, right.
And I need to know stuff like that that's going on.
Absolute horror show.
That's so funny. The only thing that she does is she won't let me put the tracking software on a phone.
We can track each other. Me and Bobby don't even have a shared calendar, though. That's really... Do you actually write in like smear tests? Because I write in like codes, but you write in the whole thing.
Oh, big times.
Smear test, bit nervous about it. Make sure you shower, all the information in there.
All my periods are on there. So he knows.
Really?
Yeah, because it's real hard just before the period. That's when I always cry.
It's
just better that he knows I'm crying.
The same.
What have you put in the calendar for him to see at that point? Just like we blocked out the day.
Stay the fuck away.
There was just a time when we were like busy and like sending emails and admin. I'm like, can you do this? And there's like radio silence for 3 days.
Okay, right.
Like, what's going on here? And
I'm about to bleed.
Preparing for the blood. You're not allowed to leave. You have to stay in. That's the rules. You can't leave.
This is lovely to know their working practices, actually. I don't think anyone's ever asked you about your process, have they?
Certainly not in a podcast.
It's like 90% knowing about periods.
If you want me to share it with you two as well,
I'd like to be in on the calendar, actually. Yeah, I would like to know.
Because I get access to a personal one as well, I can see all Amy's solo gigs and how much money she's got. Which is a real, like, I need to pull my socks up.
Yeah, but there's somewhere you're like, what are you doing that gig for on Sunday? It's shit money. And I'm like, oh yeah, forget that you can see everything. So he's like, well, we could use that as a writing day. I'm like, no, I've got a gig. And he's like, I know it's 40 quid.
Doncaster, 40 quid.
You don't need to do that one.
And also the quite frenetic schedule of like, I'm in Aberdeen. Then I'm in Devon the day after. And it's like...
Yeah, poor planning. I do that as well. Yeah.
It's because I can't say no when it comes in. Because I look and I'm like, oh, that's a free day.
Yeah.
I'll say yes. And then I don't look that the day before, you're in like Glasgow.
Yeah.
And the day after, you're in Glasgow again. But you're like, Devon, yep, the day's free. Absolutely. Book that in £40, you say. Thank you very much. Absolutely.
Which one of you, how long ago did you pass your test?
Current test.
Yeah.
Like 3 years ago now, just before.
Three,
George
and you were?
Two.
Two, yeah.
2 years
so
ago.
Both very recently on the road.
Yeah. And but one of us is a really good driver.
Oh, can we guess which one?
One of us is a middle lane hogger.
I've been in a car with you.
Yeah.
And I've had to calm you down at times.
Oh, no.
That's when I just passed.
Okay.
But very recently I was taking Amy and my wife to bingo.
Okay. Lovely. Very nice.
And I just reversed the car into a wall. And it was such a... Because I really didn't want to take him either because it was just like... Yeah. And all the... Because George had to come with us, so he's in the car seat. So all the family's in.
Not like son.
Yeah. And it was humiliating. But...
Oh, it was really bad as well because, like, it was definitely going to be loads of... money to get that repaired because he really went into the wall. Like, he went for it.
You're trying to go forward?
No, I've got a narrow drive and I just went too close into the side wall. Yeah. So,
did you repair the bodywork?
We did like a fixed job.
Yeah, really.
We need
really
to go to
good content here, actually.
Of course, because mine is on my road. Really good. People just scrape along cars because it's quite narrow. So I've got a dent in it that some idiot's done.
That might have been me because I knocked off someone's wing mirror once just driving past it.
Oh, no, my wing mirror is tucked in, but someone actually scraped along the side.
Yeah.
But my dad actually knocked down the wall of his local pub. he just drove into it. This was back in the day when you could have a bit of D&D.
Yeah.
And
what's D&D?
Drinking and driving.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, I thought it meant Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah.
No. And it was a company.
Wild.
It was a company for Sierra. So they fixed it and everything. But so instead of making him pay for the wall to be fixed, they got him a Christmas present of a trowel and some cement.
Oh,
that's how you deal with it back
in
the day.
That's how it runs in the family. Gift giving runs in the family, I think.
Was it a handmade useful trowel?
Yeah.
Probably, it's a long time ago. Yeah.
Do you find working together easy or is it difficult?
I cannot imagine how people do more than two. You know, when you see a sketch group and it's like four people, I just cannot get my head around that at all.
Which is the scheduling, you mean?
Yeah, it's just like the worst thing about all of it is finding time, and it's always time. Like, have we got enough? And now, in the early days, I was like real anxious about getting that time. Yeah. And now, because we've been doing it for 3 years, I'm like surrendered to the fact that you get the time, you do the work in the time that you've got.
Yeah.
But still not like easy going for you, is it, in any way?
No.
Still quite stressful, isn't it?
So stressful, yeah.
That's why we meet in the middle quite well.
Yeah, no, it's... what?
Yeah?
What's stressful for you about working with him?
Pretend he's not here. Imagine he's not here.
Like you often do.
No. No, it's good. It is good.
Yeah.
It's obviously good. It's great.
Yeah.
It's good.
So overwhelmingly, it's good.
Overwhelmingly, it's good.
This is damning.
To put a positive spin on it, I think one thing that works is Chris can be so... nervous/anxious/tightly.
Would you say you're comfort eating right now?
This is part of it. That he gets so tightly wound about stuff that I can't be, because I have to be the "it's gonna be fine" guy. Yeah.
He's always been that guy, though.
Yeah, exactly. But then that means that I'm the "it's gonna be fine" guy, means that I actually become the "oh, I don't care." But now I think I've pulled so far the other way that maybe now I can't feel anything anymore.
You've made her not be able to feel feelings.
Yeah. I think that's the same with us, isn't it?
Yeah.
I object.
Okay.
I've got better now.
Yeah, I know you have. You have.
Have I?
This is exactly what.
Yeah. Well, you've just come off an intense period of working together.
I think you've got better since you've become a father.
Yes. Maybe things are in perspective.
There's a bit more perspective there.
Yeah. I've definitely been, the ups and the downs, like, more pronounced than they used to be. I was very anxious for a consistent all the time.
Oh, right. And now you have some highs.
Now I'm happier, but also sort of more...
Down.
So I think me and you are quite similar. Very, and then I think you force each other into the opposite roles because of working together.
Yeah. I'm not allowed to be anxious around you.
You get anxious. You hide it, though. You don't want to be seen as anxious, but you're
actually
quite a panicker.
Because then you'll be like, "oh my God, are you panicking?" And I'll be like, "no."
Amen, sister. Yeah.
But it works. Well,
the dynamic, we don't even create any work together.
No, but that's one thing I think would be so nice is that you can share, like, you can come off stage, like, and then you can be, like, you both were there together and you can both be like, "oh, that was bad" or "that was good." And then you have a friend.
There's been a few times where that sort of misfired. There was once in Edinburgh and it was like a really like high pressure show because of whoever was in. And we wear this skirt. We wear this both in the same skirt. Yeah. And Chris was like nipping me in the skirt. And I thought that was like a warning signal, like something's going wrong.
Nipping, like biting?
Nipping, like with his fingers, just like pinching.
Yeah, just a soft pinch.
Like a soft pinch. It was a soft pinch. So to me, I was like, trying to work out what was going wrong. I was like, have we come out too early? What's he trying to signal? And then, so when we came off stage, I was like, what was up? What were you nipping me for? And he's like, I was just having a real great time. Just wanted to let you know. I was like, right, well, I didn't enjoy a single second of that. I was like, what's going on? Why is he frantically nipping me?
It's good. I think it's like, it's been very good to like share stuff like anxiety and worries and the good things as well. Like it's not like the anxiety is manageable because I can be like, it's a sponge for that. Yeah. My anxiety sponge.
Thank you.
You just take it all in and then you have to process it. Yeah.
But then when it's a good time, it's good to like drive home and stuff and just talk to someone and stuff about it, isn't it?
And we're very sparing with our physical contact, so we'll only give each other a hug maybe like twice a year. So when something really good happens, we're like, should we? Thank you. Thanks very much. Never do that again.
And we once accidentally held hands for like a millisecond. And I walked off into a road or something like that.
How did you decide to start working together?
We both moved to Manchester. I'd left London and we both moved to Manchester at the same time. And originally it started out as a night. And we were like, I want to start running. And I said to her, we should start running a night so we can meet all the people that do weird stuff in and put our feet under the table. And then quickly, over a few months, that started off as like co-hosting. And then I remember saying, I think we should do a double act. And then we said, yeah. And we'd just not stopped working since. And then I haven't stopped doing any stuff for 3.5 years. And decided to go to Edinburgh straight away.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, let's go. And then we've all new stuff.
Yeah. Because our first ever comedy night was in January, because it's just come up, you know, on the Facebook.
Your memories.
Oh, it must have been December. So we started a comedy night in December. What an idiot was that?
16th of December as well. So it's like,
what year was that? 2015?
4 years ago.
16.
So what's that?
It was 2016. Oh, was and it? Then we did Edinburgh in 2017.
Okay. Yeah, so we'd only been working together as a double act for like a few months, really, before we decided to go to Edinburgh. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's so stupid.
Very brave stupid.
I miss Footstool.
Yeah, I do.
What are you bringing them up for?
They were good, weren't they?
They were really good, Footstool.
I'd say best so Northern
Footstool
double act.
So Footstool were a sketch duo consisting of Amy Gledhill and Nicola Redman, who is Chris's wife.
So you prefer them to the one with Chris in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they had a lot more charm.
Less anxiety.
Nicola went and got herself pregnant, didn't she? She was like, Chris, I'm pregnant. And I was like, that's great news. Amy? We're on. She's had a picture for 9 months. that's a funny way of what did actually happen, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's very much the atmosphere of those two ganging up on me a lot. And those two talking in private about how my mental health is and stuff like that. And being like, is he all right? Yeah, he's fine. He's like, managed.
Yeah. Well, myself and Matt Comrades used to do that about him as well. Yeah. Crying,
oh, so do you think you just create that around you with different people? Just
I've got a photo of us, all three of us, hiding backstage at the Crying Duck after we had one of the worst nights ever there.
There were some bad nights there, actually. I remember, yeah.
I think you were emceeing that night.
Yeah, that feels.
And it went so badly, all three of us hid backstage while the audience filed out slowly. Just between a curtain and some decks.
Just a single file.
Yeah. Decks. Maybe we're more emotionally resilient then, I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you guys cry much?
We've both had it. We were saying it, isn't it? We've both had a cry this week. So yeah. That's good.
Really? At the release of tension or
it was like midway through, so did like 12 days of this run, and it was like day 6, wasn't it, something like the Tuesday, where it's just like late, like consecutive, like 12 going it's to long, bed at like 2 in the morning, just gets to you a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sort of feels like we've done a little mini Edinburgh.
That's a long run.
It's more intense because while we're in London, we've tried to fit like other stuff in, so we've done like
podcasts and meetings and all this sort of stuff.
And it's too much.
Sorry.
It's too much. This is off.
Sorry, guys. Okay, great.
We're finished.
We're done now. We're finished now. This is great.
Wish you'd cry with me.
Me?
Yeah.
We haven't had like that intense period of working hard together.
Just do a podcast every month.
We do a podcast every month.
It's fine.
Yeah. Imagine if I was so relieved at the end of this, I cried on your shoulder.
Yeah, that would be.
God, that's over.
That would be weird.
Do you get time off at Christmas? Will you spend time together or time apart?
Yeah, what are you going to do for Christmas? What are you going to do?
My next day off is Christmas Eve and I'm going to go to Hull. Where I'm from, for
it makes sense.
Yeah, I'm just gonna try Hull out. Yeah. Just see what it's like.
Capital of culture. Yeah,
really good things. So I'll go and I'll see my mum and dad for a couple of days.
Yeah. Maybe a couple of days too long with the parents. Well, it's like doesn't take long for you to be like. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, the first few hours are brilliant.
Oh, Jesus.
Not Amy's parents specifically. No, right, parents in general.
That was Amy's parents specifically.
Wow. I think we could definitely swap parents and I think that'd be fine.
Yeah, I don't think we'd notice.
Have your parents got like Wi-Fi and stuff in Hull? They've got internet?
Yes.
Hull?
Yeah, Kingston
has its
Telecom.
Own Wi-Fi. Yeah. Its own Wi-Fi network.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Are they?
No, I want to know if they're with Kingston Telecommunications.
Of course they are.
God, no
other
one
option.
Wants to know that.
Also, I don't have internet when I go home.
Yeah.
You don't have it in Bath?
No.
You're getting it for your mum, though, aren't you?
But it's like £250 a year. Is it worth it?
Yeah, so that she has connection to the outside world.
She doesn't use the internet, she doesn't know how to. Okay.
But then she's going to find out what you've been up to all this time.
Keep it down. She might hear it. She might hear you from here. No, she found out.
Because in the nationwide stuff, because of being on telly.
No, she said some man came up to her in the street and said, your son's on telly. And she said, so she phoned me and she said, this man just came. She said, a fat man. She said, specifically, a fat man came up to me in the street. And said, your son's on telly, and then he walked off. What does he mean by that? So I was like, yeah, I did a bit of comedy for an advert. And then there was like a period of silence, and then she was like, all right, yeah, you're right for pants and stuff and socks. And that was it.
Oh my God.
So strange.
You should make her watch like your Edinburgh show or something, like at Christmas or like...
Oh. Imagine that. Imagine having to show her that.
What if she tunes into the Asian network one day and then just hears you?
She hasn't got a digital radio.
So you're keeping her.
You've cut her off. Yeah. You're keeping her.
What?
I am not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Your control.
She's got Freeview. You can get a DAB on that.
But I bet you've disabled that.
No, I haven't disabled anything.
I bet you have. But
she only watches terrestrial. She just watches terrestrial. Not five
you're
either, because you can't get five.
Oh, you're on five.
Can't get Channel 5.
So is it not wanting anyone to find out that's keeping you away from those terrestrial jobs?
The stuff you've turned
down. That's right. Yeah. No more. No more of that. Thank you. She can't use a red button either, so that's all right.
Have you taken it off? Have you unscrewed it? Yeah.
Gouged it out with a scalpel. No, I mean, she's... Yeah, I haven't got the... She doesn't know how to use a computer, so...
Your advert is on terrestrial TV, though.
She's probably seen it and not been like, what?
You don't think she'd recognise her own son?
Yeah, I think... Well, because someone told her about it, so she must have seen it, but she's not mentioned it. But the neighbours probably don't know it's me either.
Yeah.
Because does my name come up? I think my name comes up on it.
I haven't seen any of them. Actually, no, I have seen one of them.
Okay.
People knew you were at my wedding. Like my uncles and stuff were like, is that him after the nationwide? Like that, yeah. Apparently.
But your own mother doesn't know. Your own mother can't recognise you.
She does know. She's been told.
She's been told
by the fat man on the street.
By the fat man on the street.
By the fat man. And what were you doing in Bath? Hey.
That's not going to work because they're recording it. So if it was just my voice, maybe. But it's like...
No, obviously I mean you're vocally fat. not physically fat. You're vocally fat.
Fat vocals. Oh. Do you do Christmas now that you have a kid? Or do you still...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have it,
feels
you
so
have
grown
it
up
on your
to
own
have
in
people
Manchester.
To your house.
Yeah.
We're not doing it this year. We're going to mum and dad's, but it's like there was a point in our lives where... It's like my sort of older parents now and me and my brother were both in our 30s and we were sort of like, what are we doing? Like, what's happening now with Christmas? It's a bit sadder because now George is here. It's like, we're back on.
Yeah.
We're going down to the grotto.
This
is the first year. So last year we knew what was happening on Christmas Day. It's like blowing his mind. This year we've got, because he's 3 and a bit now, we've got the build-up. So it's like talking, it's like, my wife's like, no, we can't have that toy. You're going to have to ask Santa for it. And then he's like, Santa? He said, yeah.
So it's like he get Santa and God a bit confused?
There's like a bit.
They're like the same.
It's a bit of crossover,
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, isn't there, yeah.
You ask for things and they deliver.
Yeah.
How would you feel if I dropped in on Christmas Day with a Nintendo Switch for him?
I'd love it. We would love to have you for Christmas.
No, I thought it would undermine your position as father.
Are you going to be dressed as Santa? No. But in that,
I thought you were getting a Nintendo Switch.
But I would take the humiliation because then I've got a Switch.
Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, like, I thought you meant for your son, but no, it's for you. Yeah.
I've been really publicly just asking for a Nintendo Switch,
you
like
have,
on
yeah.
Twitter and stuff, and it's already been ruled. It's already been ruled out that I need to buy.
By who? By everyone. Every single person.
My wife's not spending £200 on a Nintendo Switch. It's like just not on. Okay. And I need to get... I bought her some... She knows because she told me which ones to buy.
Fine.
Very expensive slippers.
Oh, what are they?
Harbies.
Oh, those. Yeah, I've heard of those.
Yeah, I got them on a Black Friday deal. So like originally yeah, like about them, £80. And then they were down to like 50. But it's like this year
Did I tell you about them?
No.
They're great.
You were talking about shoes a lot the other day Nottingham. He was saying, where are your shoes from? To everyone in the crowd. It was really scintillating.
Northampton. Yeah. That's where they make shoes.
Yeah.
That's where they make... Is this another handmade thing?
Is true.
Yeah, that is Northampton's the home of leather shoes. That's where they first came up with the...
I would say about 5 people in the audience were on board with that. Not many. Also, I've got
you know
my click with
are?
You.
What?
Before I came on, you did such a dick move.
What?
You went... He was emceeing and he went... Who in the audience is aware of Harriet Kemsley?
Yeah.
2 people max went, yeah. It's really silently, and then I had to go on.
Yeah, but yeah. I wasn't trying to undermine you.
Yeah, you were.
Oh, I said, well, you should be, because she's amazing. Please,
yeah, but there was like a pause where you were like, oh, I shouldn't have done that, fuck.
Yeah, well, I dragged it back, didn't I? And I'm not an MC.
No, clearly. I thought you did it on purpose.
I think it's good to, with your friend, when you're emceeing your friends on stage, it's often good to undermine them. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you don't know them, then obviously not.
Yeah.
But if it was my friend emceeing and they undermined me, I'd be happy with it because it would be a bit more of a vibe to it.
It depends if the people you're playing to, like, are sort of in, if they know you and the joke a bit.
Yeah, they weren't
in
the joke.
If it's complete strangers.
Yeah.
I thought they'd knew about our podcast.
Why would they know about our podcast?
Because it's a very famous podcast.
Why did you just look at? Who did you just look at?
The audience.
All the cobblers.
It's just for you guys.
Yeah.
Size 11.
No, so Northampton they're very proud of their shoemaking tradition in that city. That's why I asked. It is. You don't know anything about it.
Neither did the audience.
They did.
You were saying, I know you're really proud of your shoemaking.
That's worse, though. They did know about it. They didn't like it.
No, they did. They did. So a couple of people, the guy in the front row told me he had a pair of churches on. And they're like £600 a pair.
What?
So we talked about what he did for a living. Because they're handmade.
Oh no, you brought it back again.
Sorry.
Everyone's just stopped.
I didn't know what to do with it. You brought it up.
We cannot process a world where shoes cost £600. Yeah. That's insane.
This is the world we live in, I'm afraid.
What's the most expensive pair of shoes you've ever owned?
Fucking hell.
I really have to think.
Question. Big
you
question.
Take real pride in your clothes.
Trainers,
yeah.
I genuinely don't buy expensive trainers. The most expensive ones I bought are probably £130.
That's quite.
I usually get them on a sale, so they're usually less than half that.
I've got a pair of boots for £195.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're the ones that are made by Dr. Martin's had a sister company
in Northampton.
Yeah, called Solovere, I think. So it's that. Because Dr. Martin's is now on this international, it was all made there, now it's like just all over the world in a big chain. So these guys are still like in Northampton and they're like just made the same way. So they're sort of like off brand, okay, and they're like durable and they've made my feet hurt loads. So I've not worn them.
Yeah. So there you are.
So this is a real thing. Nottingham. Northampton.
The thing is that you can buy good, like handmade shoes there. Yeah, that's what it is. Is that all right? I mean, I don't like the idea that you think it's good to buy cheap clothes. Not saying sorry, you do. I'm not saying you do.
I say that.
But when people say, when people say, oh, that's very expensive for a pair of shoes.
Well, like, I think we can all agree £600 is very expensive for a pair of shoes.
It is very expensive. Yes. But that's probably how much, you know, back in the day when you didn't have Chinese children making clothes for you, then you would have, like, that would be the reasonable...
No one paid £600 for shoes back in the day.
No, but they, that proportion, that in proportion the of their
1920s,
income would be spent on
they bought... No.
That proportion, yeah.
No.
Probably would.
Not
What's
true.
Happening?
Probably would. Know, I'm saying this is built on the blood of others.
But we thought we had, like, dysfunctional double art mechanics down, but, I mean, this is a bit of an eye-opener.
This is a lot better, actually.
And we always end the show on I tell a sad story to try and make Sunil feel something, because he's never cried since he was 8. So I'm going to tell... No, don't look at it. It's a surprise. It's a sad Christmas-themed story to try and make Sunil feel something. So it might make you sad. I'm sorry in advance. A woman from Tuzla offered her services as a grandmother for Christmas via Craigslist on Wednesday, and the post went viral after it was shared by one of the site's users. The initial listing was titled "Anybody Need a Grandma for Christmas?" and was under the free section of the website.
This bullshit comes up every year. Every year they do this as a Christmas story. It's pathetic.
Her post read, "I cook and I'll cook dinner and even bring gifts for the kids. I just don't want to be alone because it hurts."
I'd be surprised if she'd come up with that herself rather than copied and pasted it.
The message ended with, "Let me be a part of your family."
Yeah. Every year they do this.
Pretty bleak
ending. Every fucking year.
Craigslist user Carson Carlock was moved by the post and told Fox that he felt sad for the woman. "I go through the free part of Craigslist pretty often just looking for stuff because sometimes people give away stuff for free. And I saw that post and I was like, you know, that's really sad."
Free labour.
Carlock said he was particularly empathetic after losing his elderly mother to cancer in 2018. The post was reportedly inundated with so many hateful messages and accusations of trickery that the woman deleted the ad entirely. A lot of people started sending her hateful messages. I understand everybody.
Keep going. Keep going with this Christmas story.
Wary about it because there are a lot of bad things happening in the world right now. He said he made his own Craigslist ad in an effort to find the woman, and that too went viral, with 2,000 people sharing it overnight on Facebook. "I just want you to know that you are not alone. His address, if you,
why are you
find
laughing?
Yourself,
why are you
because
laughing
I feel
at this
really
story?
Uncomfortable because no one's responding. If you find yourself wanting to be a part of a family on Christmas, just reach out." When they finally connected, Carlock discovered the woman's name to be Carrie.
Carlock.
She is.
His name's Carlock.
I've been saying that lots of times.
Carlock. How do you spell it?
Carson Carlock.
Oh,
anyway,
Carlock.
Carlock discovered the woman's name to be Carrie, but said she is having second thoughts about following through on her Christmas wish after the intense feedback.
That's the end of the story. She's having second thoughts about doing it now.
Yeah, because she wanted to be a grandma for somebody, but then everyone was so mean that she took it back.
It was fucking weird.
Why?
Can I be your grandma for a bit? Come on.
So did anyone feel anything?
Did you guys feel
story?
Anything
did
there?
You,
I felt
should I have cried there?
Warmness towards Sunil drop.
Yeah, I felt that too.
Why?
Because you were hateful. Your response was hateful. Yeah, it was hateful.
I wasn't hateful to her. I was like, this story comes up every
year. She wants to cook and... What do you mean it comes up every year?
There's a story like this every year, like saying, oh, this sad, lonely person put up an advert and her family took them in.
No, but no family took her in. She just got abused.
That is pretty bad, actually. That is pretty bad that this time, this year, it didn't work out for that person. That's a new twist on it. I'll give
them
that.
Yeah.
Would you take someone in for Christmas?
Yeah, sure.
Great. I'll see you then. That's easier than I expected.
Can you imagine Christmas at his house? Jesus Christ.
What? Turkey crown?
It'd just be
big
like
trifle.
Microwave lasagna.
Big trifle.
Big trifle.
Big old trifle.
That should be your double act name.
Big old trifle.
Big old trifle.
Thank you so much for coming, guys.
Thank you very much for having us.
Where can people find out about your tour dates?
On our website, which is www.thedelightfulsausage.com.
And they can follow you individually. What are your individual Twitters?
I'm at that Gledhill.
I'm at Topless Cantrell. Which
never gonna change it, is
I don't mind saying was a mistake.
You can still change it. You can still change it.
I think it's got me classified as adult content.
All these people hoping for some pics, sexy pics, not getting the sexy pics. Or maybe they are. I don't follow you. Maybe I'll follow you. Yeah, get some sexy pics. What are you looking at?
Just seeing what I've got to promote. When's this out, Elliot?
This Thursday.
Oh, lovely. So, if you're listening to this on Thursday, I'll be at the Moth Club on Thursday, the 19th. Then the Bill Murray on the 29th of December.
It's so dry.
I don't know how else to do it. Or you can listen to the BBC Asian Network on the 4th of December on Saturday afternoon.
And then on that?
4th of January, sorry.
He's on it. He's I'm got on his own it with,
Who Shall Not Be Named. And Nim Adedra.
It's not named on this podcast.
January the 5th. Mm-hmm. Guess what's happening?
Bobby's birthday.
Yeah, but you and me are doing GNL as well.
No, I'm in Sri Lanka.
Right. So I'll be at GNL Comedy at the Camden Comedy Club.
Elliot, do you have any Christmas wishes or anything you'd like to promote?
Oh, yeah. If anyone needs a grandson for Christmas, I can be hired for it. So thank you.
Thank you, Elliot. Oh, you're going to get some really hateful messages now, messages. So get prepared.
What's your Twitter?
Bring it on.
Elliot J. Fallows, bring it on.
How many L's and T's on Elliot?
101 T, they can't do it.
Tell him how to spell.
Thank you so much, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
Merry
to you.
Merry
Christmas to everybody. Everyone. It's Merry Christmas Town.
Little lamb
of my Bethlehem.
Thank you.
What was that song?